with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he will not send U.S. troops to Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At Monday's summit with Ukraine's president and European leaders, Donald Trump said the U.S. will help the European effort to secure Ukraine, and he did not rule out sending American troops. That promise of support was praised by European and NATO leaders. But during a Fox News interview on Tuesday, the president offered his assurances that U.S. forces won't be defending Ukraine's border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Richard Pasch, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says Erin is currently downgraded to a very strong and dangerous Category 2 hurricane.
Its very large wind field is, even though the center of the hurricane will probably remain offshore, will bring hazardous conditions to the coastline, especially in the North Carolina Outer Banks, where we do have a tropical storm and storm surge watches in effect, and we may go to warning.
Warnings about rip currents have been posted from Florida to the New England coast. In New Jersey, towns are closing some beaches to swimming. The biggest swells along the East Coast are expected to develop Wednesday and last into Thursday. California state lawmakers have started a series of legislative hearings to advance a partisan plan aimed at winning Democrats 5 more House seats. It's part of a plan to counter a similar effort by Texas Republicans that President Donald Trump pushed for. California Republicans on Tuesday filed an emergency petition to the state Supreme Court to try to stop the Democrats' plan. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on dangerous video game platform.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in India. International Christian Concern reports a band of 70 people beat up a pair of pastors who were walking home through a forest near Odisha. A local Christian leader tells ICC this incident is not an isolated case, but part of a disturbing pattern of violence against Christian minorities, reflecting a growing climate of intolerance in the country. Ever since the Hindu Nationalist Party came to power, attacks have been increasing. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street fell further from its records. The S&P 500 lost 0.6%, its third straight loss after setting its all-time high last week. The Dow inched up less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite sank 1.5%. Drops for Palantir Technologies, NVIDIA, and other stars bid up because of the mania around artificial intelligence technology led the declines. Home Depot helped keep the Dow steadier after standing by its forecast for profit and revenue this year. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. That was on expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. The Dow up 10 points to close at 44,922. The NASDAQ lost 314 to 21,314. The S&P 500 dropped 37 to 6411. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.